This week on The Nervous Record.
Oh my God! It's coming true! Oh my God, let's stop everything and do, like, where's the smudge? We need to do a shaman thing right now. This is a sacred holy moment we're having right now.
I have sage.
Yeah, sage, get it. No, it's all right. I mean, we can do it later. You've got wine and stuff. Put a pin in that.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Yep, there we go. My snaps are louder than your snaps.
I know, I got a weak. Can't do anything.
It's my supple hands.
I think that's like a motherhood thing that I don't understand.
No, it's not. I just have really soft hands. Have you felt my hands?
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. What have you done to your hands? Those are like satin. Those are like a baby in a goddamn meadow.
I know. A baby in a meadow. You're welcome.
So I got a Brazilian wax.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done this?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of got in there and I kind of I chickened out a little bit.
Oh, no.
Well, the girl.
Got, like, half done.
She just kind of wanted me to, like, to ease me into it, like, emotionally.
Okay. So this wasn't your therapist
doing it
for you? Okay.
No, that's not, like, an add-on. The woman who is doing it, she's great. And let's call her Vicky.
Okay.
There's no reason why. Her name's Nicole. We're going to call her Nicole.
Okay, great.
And first of all, the whole waxing conversation was a funny conversation to begin with because I told Nate that I was going to get waxed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I told him. It's because I just...
That's how you entice new love. I've been there. Then I moved to Seattle for a couple years.
One might say I was waxing personal with him at the time.
Hey-o.
And his reaction was not what I expected. His first reaction was, is it on Stone Avenue?
No, what?
And I was like, no, it's... If she's still at the same place she was a couple of years ago, it's on Lawrence Road.
And I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
She's great.
She is great. She's lovely. And he was like, okay. What's her name? And I was like, it's Nicole. And he was like, how old is she? So
what?
Apparently, Nate went on some dates with somebody who is an esthetician who does waxing in a salon or something on Stone Avenue.
Oh my God, oh my God.
And
oh my God.
So, I don't know, in some weird scenario in his brain, he just didn't want me to go in and be around that person for some reason. And so then I went, and this was a woman who the last time I had seen her was literally getting me ready for my wedding. She wasn't waxing me. She was helping me. It was getting a facial before my wedding.
I mean, I did that before my wedding.
You got a Brazilian?
Yeah.
Before your wedding?
Yeah.
See, maybe if I had gotten more Brazilians, it would have changed things.
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the wax?
Mm-mm.
It's my first time ever being... waxed. I never been waxed before. You and I have discussed the fact that I'm doing all of it. I'm doing everything, every phase of womanhood.
Yes.
I'm crunching into this one year. So, you know, how dare you, not you, but just in general, anybody who makes me feel like I'm lazy. Because literally my body is going through so many things all at once. And my mind is going through so many things all at once, and it's puberty, and it's menopause, and it's maidenhood.
This is your maiden voyage.
This is my maiden.
I love it when I make you laugh.
So I'm lying there on the table, and I'm super nervous. And also super nervous about the fact that, like, the last time I saw this woman was, like, before my wedding, like, 3 days before my wedding. And so her being like, what have you been up to? Well.
Getting unmarried.
The starter marriage. That didn't take. It didn't take. And so here I am now. And clearly I'm in a different part of my life.
Because I'm
getting waxed.
Doing that business.
Yeah. And I've been working as a conductor. And, you know, I have a little gig. I was more, you know, full-time employed as a conductor before I went and traveled and stuff like that. And, you know, but, you know, and doing, like, the small talkie. Like, but it's It's going good. And she said, how did you get into trains? Oh my God. I was like, I'm a music conductor. She was like, Oh, that's so funny. Because, yeah, I was trying to think, like, she's a musician. Like, how did she get into trains?
This is so funny. I love it so much. Oh
my God. She is a lovely human being.
She is.
She's great.
She's the best waxer in Greenville.
She is. And I have another appointment where I think I'm going to try and get the rest of it done. Although now I feel like I'm going to have a nightmare about it.
It increases sensations.
It does?
Yeah.
To not have it or to have it?
To not have it.
Oh.
You know, like, and sure, it looks good with, like, fancy lingerie, but I was also in the just, like, why the F do I need to put this on? You know what I mean?
I see. I have been trying to scour the internet for some fancy lingerie lately.
Well, I should have not thrown all mine away.
Well, it wouldn't fit me. It would. We're too different. Body types. I have a Humpty Dumpty body.
Differently.
Yeah, I mean, I could get you to help me make a corset, but I don't want to do a corset. Blah, gross. At my bachelorette
party. You'd be great in a corset.
Oh my God, it would be like a stuffed sausage.
I mean, that's what corsets are.
Well, that's true.
Just boobs for days. Squeezes your waist in.
See, Nate wishes that I wore a push-up bra. I mean, he doesn't wish... No. Let me back up, because that makes him sound
gross. I'm making
gross.
A stank face.
Yeah, no. I'm backing up. He likes it when I have cleavage. He, in a reactionary way. Mm-hmm. He's never like, I wish you wore a push-up bra. Like, that would make him an asshole. But, you know, it's like, when I happen to have some cleavage, it gets a reaction.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I still feel like he would respect the outfit I have on right now.
The camouflage t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
And gray cardigan?
Mm-hmm.
Respect it. Yep. It's a very respectable outfit.
He can use his imagination.
That you're in the woods. That you are the woods. He's got to, like, what do you call it? With the...
Hack away at the machete?
Machete!
I had one of those in Costa Rica.
Well, he's got to machete his way through your clothing to find the goodies.
I think people carry around machetes
in the woods. Yeah,
here
we had to do machetes on like Girl Scout hikes.
I see. I did a machete in Costa Rica, but not here.
I also don't think that's the right way to say it. Do a machete.
Do a machete.
It's like a dance move.
I had this animal come into my room one night. It turned out to be
there. In Costa Rica.
Yes, in Costa Rica.
Thank God.
And I threw my machete at it.
What kind of animal
was
it?
It was a big toad. There were so many big toads. I loved them in Costa Rica so much. It was like Hogwarts.
Do you think they're your spirit animal?
Well, that's the thing is I kept crossing. Okay, so this spirit animal thing has become like trendy and it's like, oh, Oprah is my spirit animal. Like, you know, you can find a t-shirt that says
human.
That.
She's a human.
You know, like you can find a t-shirt at Target that says, you know, something like, whatever, Oprah is my spirit animal. But last year I actually like... was interested in the Native American medicine wheel and that culture and tradition. I actually studied a couple times, like a bit with a shaman and a friend of mine who was interested in it in Costa Rica had sort of taught me, gave me sort of like a primary course about some of that history. And then when I was on this road trip, we were just like driving along and literally just didn't have any idea, saw this sign. It was like Medicine Mountain, 2 miles away, like a tiny brown sign, road sign. Oh, we should go that. And it was like the most holy place for Native Americans in the States is that this medicine wheel, the Native American medicine wheel, which is at the top of a mountain, and people go there to pray and lay. I mean, it was just very, very powerful place to be. And there were like a few, I mean, do we say Native Americans? Now we call them First Nationals, First Nations, First Nations. They've changed it now.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
We can Google it.
First Nation. That sounds like a bank, doesn't it?
It does.
So the spirit animal thing, my spirit animal on the medicine wheel, which pertains to the calendar, is a crow.
How do you know that?
Because I read it in a book.
It says, Leah, your spirit animal is a crow?
Well, it says from this date to this date, it's crow.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean, it's not like just like, it's not just like, it's a crow. Like, it has a lot of, it has a
it's
lot
a
of.
Specific crow.
I mean,
crow.
Like, one of the things in Native American traditions and shamanism, you are supposed to notice when an animal is showing up a lot in your life.
Oh, interesting.
You should be receptive to that message. And there were a lot of toads. In Costa Rica, I was seeing toads all the time. And I looked up toad, like what it represented, and it represented rebirth, I think.
Oh, nice.
I think they represented rebirth, which was kind of, you know, profoundly what I was going through at the time. Now, granted, everybody else, I guess, could see just as many toads.
That's
so
true.
You know, maybe everybody was getting reborn. So my friend had this card deck, and it had different animals on them, and a book that had the information about each animal and the symbolism and the meaning and stuff. And everybody else, he was like, pick three cards, past, present, future, something like that. And he like read them. And I said to him, I was like, can I just pick one? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, my mind can only handle one card right now. I took one and it was the whale. And the whale is a few things. It's the singer.
What?
And it's the record keeper. Because...
like the nervous record?
Oh my God. I never even put that together. Oh my God. It's coming true. Oh my God, let's stop everything and do, like, where's the smudge? We need to do a shaman thing right now. This is a sacred holy moment we're having right now.
I have sage.
Yeah, sage, get it. No, it's all right. I mean, we can do it later. You got wine and stuff. Put a pin in that. But, like, this is a sacred and holy moment. I'm trying to think of what else has happened in 2018. I wanted to do some stuff with my mom.
Yes.
And I wanted to have some quality time with my mom. So she asked if I would go to the Women's March. I was like, sure, I'll go for a little bit. We get out of the car, we're walking, and my mom goes, turn your feet in.
What?
I'm like, what? She was like, turn your feet in when you walk.
Were you walking like a penguin?
I guess she doesn't like my gait. So... that was how we started out, that mother-daughter experience.
The Women's March.
The Women's March. It was, you know, it was great. There were some very inspiring speakers, and it was lovely, and it was just peaceful protest, and that was just nice to have. And there were a ton of people. And we're coming back out, and I'm, like, walking out, and I see this girl, and she kind of looks at me for a second, and we, like, notice each other in our faces. And then she turns around. And I'm, like, trying to register. I know her face. Where do I know her face? And then I'm getting pushed into a crowd of people who are all trying to ascend the stairs at Falls Park so that they can leave. So it's a crowd trying to exit, which is terrible. And I'm right behind her. One step behind
her.
But there's people behind me.
I would not get into that fray.
So guess who it was?
Oprah.
I was like, it's taking me a minute to register.
Who is that? Is it Oprah?
Is it Oprah?
Who was it?
Who was it? On the next episode of The Nervous Record, it was Nate's ex-wife.
Bum, bum, bum. your mom criticized the way you walk. Yes. And then you ran into your boyfriend's ex-wife.
Yes. So this girl,
she's seen you on social media.
Yes. Okay. So I didn't think that she would register who I was.
Right.
But apparently she did, because she texted that she saw me. And I didn't register who she was enough to know that it was 100% her. Right. Like, I texted him.
Met her.
Exactly. I've never met her. And her account was that we smiled at one another, which is not really what I feel like happened, because I didn't even really know it was her until after. And I don't just smile willy-nilly.
Is it your resting face?
I mean, is my resting face a smile?
Maybe it's like a grimace.
It is a grimace. Like, my mom said I came out of the womb. She's called me the grimace my whole entire life. Because she said that's the face that I made when I came out of the womb. Which I'm like, fair, fair. My general attitude was like, put me back in. It's warm in there. It's dark. It is literally everything about the environment that I want to be in. I mean, literally, when we come in here, don't you feel like I'm like, let's make this as womb-like as possible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make it dark. Yeah. Let's make it cushy. Let's make it warm. Mm-hmm. Let's make you feed me.
It's a matriarchal society in here.
It is a matriarchal society in here. And
I wasn't around. I didn't do the Women's March last year either. I don't know if I was in town or.
You hate women?
I hate women, and I'm not much for marching.
Hey, good.
But like I told you, I would not be stuck on the stairs. I would be like, nope, that's going to be a traffic jam. I'll sit and wait for an hour.
Well, it literally was like we got swallowed up, because at one point, his ex-wife and me were facing one another. This tidal wave of people came in, and all of a sudden it was like the universe conspired to have me be standing right behind her in the line, looking at her tattoos, looking at her ass, trying to think, I mean, that's what I'm looking at. And,
you went to the Women's March. Your mom criticized you. You're checking out a girl's ass.
I should have started a cat fight over a man at the Women's March. How great would that have been? Oh, I wish I had, just because it was at the That's Women's hilarious. March. That would have been amazing.
So I read this thing, which I think is like super applicable, about the whole pussy hat and like pink being the color and everything.
Sorry.
But it's about representation. Like, pink labia is a white woman thing. Mm-hmm. Bear with me.
Okay.
You can do this.
Doing it.
Like, white women have pink labia. Like, women of other skin colors don't have pink labia. And so, like, the whole, like, we stand for women. It's just kind of like a white women. And I know I'm not saying that, like, white women don't care about women of color or transgender people, but there's a lack of representation, or, like, there's an exclusion happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By that, I don't know, branding. Mm-hmm. Of the movement.
We should make hats that are just in a gender neutral color, like just a beige, just a oatmeal colored labia.
You mean in
I guess that's not
color neutral?
Color neutral. Or just like a color that nobody would have, and therefore it's the only equal color, like blue. Blue man group labia. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. Blue. Yeah. That's all you can do.
Rainbow labia.
That, to me, rainbow is a graphic that's associated with LGBT, sure. So people might make that kind of connection.
Glitter.
Glitter.
I feel
labia.
Like that's the only choice.
That
is
sounds
glitter.
Terrible. It sounds messy. Oh, it sounds like you're gonna glitter in places forever.
Sounds itchy.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
For some reason, yeah. A diva is there. Dionne Warwick is there.
Tough Nuts Dionne.
Old Tough Nuts Dionne, as they know her in the industry.
If you want to follow us online, you can find us on Twitter at Nervous Record, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Nervous Record, or you can like our Facebook page at The Nervous Record, and most importantly, you can throw us some money at patreon.com/The Nervous Record. We got to pay our producer somehow.